A reading from the second letter of Paul to Timothy. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message, be persistent, whether the time is favorable or unfavorable. Convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. As for you, always be sober, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, carry out your ministry. As for me, I am already being poured out as a libation, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, there is reserved for me the crown of righteousness which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. The Word of God. This is the passage which is chosen as the second reading for the Mass of the translation of St. Dominic, which is celebrated today, May the 24th. In some provinces it's a feast, in others it's a solemnity, but either way it's a special day for all of us in the order that Dominic founded. That word translation, of course, doesn't have its usual meaning here. The usual meaning is the sense of transferring something, a text, from one language to another. But here, today, it means transferring, in this case a body, from one place to another. Dominic wanted his body to remain with his brethren after his physical death. And anybody who's visited the Arca, the tomb of Dominic in Bologna, knows how moving it is when the friars process there after Vespers, singing O Lumen. So, why was this passage from the second letter to Timothy chosen for today? Well, it's obvious, isn't it? It's about preaching. It's about defending the truth. And that is what it means to be a Dominican. Paul says, you'll need the utmost patience. The time's coming, he says, when people will have itchy ears. I love that expression. They won't want to hear the truth. They'll be curious, which isn't a bad quality in itself, but they won't be curious about God. They'll just be wandering away to myths. It sounds as if Paul were talking about our own times, doesn't it? People today are often hungry for some sort of spiritual experience, whether through Oriental philosophy or astrology or reading the tarot cards. They seem to realize that there is something more than just this world with its violence and its poverty and its triviality. But if nobody tells them what the truth is, where the truth is to be found, can we blame them if they fall victim to half-truths or to just plain lies? Paul sees our mission of telling people about the truth as a sort of athletic contest, with God giving him a crown in much the same way as we give our great Olympic champions a medal. And did you notice that he says, everyone who's longed for the Lord to appear will be rewarded in this way. I grew up with the King James Bible in the Presbyterian Church of Scotland, and I'm very grateful for that. The King James Bible puts it this way, the crown will be given unto all them also that love his appearing. two different translations in the usual linguistic sense, transferring the meaning from Paul's original letter into the English of the 17th century and the 21st century. Love his appearing or long for his appearing, well, in the end, it's the same thing, because you don't long for what you don't love. You long for something because you love it. So, love the truth. Long for the Lord. Finish the race. In the Faith Olympics, if we really carry out our Dominican ministry, we can all be gold medalists.